The poll finds Cuomo ahead of Nixon by around 35 points at 61-26% among Democrats who say they are likely to vote in the November election. The poll did not survey likely primary voters who'll vote in September. Siena's Steve Greenberg says they'll do that later in the summer. But he says, nevertheless, Nixon faces an uphill battle by taking on an incumbent governor with high name recognition and a positive rating from two-thirds of Democrats.
She's got to get the electorate, in this case Democrats, to say, even though we like this guy, we're not going to vote for him. We're going to vote for you instead. Tough challenge.
Nixon's campaign is undeterred by the numbers and sees some positive signs in the poll. Spokeswoman Lauren Hitt says despite the governor's heavy spending on TV and social media ads and his presiding over the Democratic State Convention in late May, Cuomo's numbers have not moved significantly since Nixon announced her candidacy earlier this year. And Hitt says 60% of voters view Cuomo as doing a poor or fair job in office. The poll also asked about Cuomo's Republican challenger, Mark Molinaro. While 71% of likely November voters say they either had not heard of him or don't know enough about him, Molinaro trails Cuomo in the race for governor by just 19 points at 56-37%. Greenberg attributes the numbers to entrenched party loyalty.
A lot of Democrats and Republicans are straight party line voters.
Molinaro spokeswoman Katie Delgado says the poll numbers are encouraging and says Molinaro is 16 points ahead of where the 2014 GOP candidate for governor, Rob Astorino, was at this same time in the race. And she says Molinaro is only 4 points behind Cuomo among independent swing voters at 44-40%. Despite the positive polls, Cuomo seems to be taking no chances with his reelection bid. He embarked this week on a school bus tour, stopping at schools in the Bronx and the Hudson Valley to promote an anti-gun violence bill. It would allow teachers, school administrators, and even parents to get a court to confiscate a family's guns if a student is believed to be a potential danger to themselves or others.
We're 23 weeks into the new year. You know how many school shootings there have been this year? 23.
The bill and the bus tour is also the subject of a new ad from Cuomo.
When is enough enough?
He's also highlighting the issue in a fundraising letter to supporters. The legislative session is in its final days, but Cuomo has not been in Albany to negotiate an actual bill with the GOP-led state Senate, which has not signed on to the gun control measure. Instead, Cuomo's been using strong language against the Republicans, likening their views to that of President Donald Trump, who is not popular in New York. Cuomo says Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan fears the right wing of his party.
Flanagan doesn't want it to be voted on because he'll offend the upstate conservative.
That led to angry words from Senate Leader Flanagan. He said in a statement that the governor threw in the towel on the legislative session and, since the budget passed, has been disengaged and disinterested and is instead content to govern by photo ops and press releases. And he says the governor's made no attempt to talk to him about passing legislation. Greenberg with Siena says for politicians running for re-election, sometimes it's better to have the issue than to get a law enacted.
Most of them do care about actually doing things and doing good for the people they represent. But when it comes to political campaigns, sometimes it not happening is better for your campaign than it does happen.
Cuomo told reporters in Brooklyn on Wednesday that he has been talking to Republicans in the Senate, but he says they aren't willing to compromise. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.